Charles Lester says the first time he heard about what he calls the fake Twitter account was on Friday when a reporter who'd gotten a tip called him to ask if he knew about it.
No, I don't. I have a Facebook account. That's it.
Lester says he got a couple more calls Friday about the Twitter account after a member of the public shared a screenshot of the posts with a few reporters. The image shows replies to tweets posted by President Trump criticizing Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, a naturalized citizen from Somalia who was elected to Congress last year. The replies from the @CharlesHLester account holder refer to Omar as a, quote, dirty, filthy immigrant, and in other replies, much worse. Lester denies posting the hateful messages, but he says he hopes Omar is defeated when she runs for re-election next year.
I hope Cherie beats her in the next race.
The Twitter account's homepage correctly identifies Lester's job as a Trans-Alaska Pipeline-related worker and occupant of Delta City Council seat E. The account also included photos of Lester and his wife and three kids and the usual assortment of hunting and fishing trip images.
I want to find out about this anyhow, so if somebody's trying to mess with me or what's going on.
Many of the photos and posts appear to be the same as those on Lester's Facebook account. He says that's where the person who set up the Twitter account must have gotten the images and posts.
Yeah, I don't even know how, but I'll find out.
Lester said Saturday that he'd contacted Twitter to report the alleged impersonation, and he says the account's been removed. KUAC's efforts to contact Twitter were unsuccessful. On Tuesday, Lester said he'd taken down his Facebook account because, quote, people are able to pull almost anything off of it that they want.
It's kind of personal, you know?
But some differing posts on the Twitter and Facebook accounts call Lester's denials into question. For example, both accounts include images of a trip to Hawaii that Lester and his family took in early May. The Hawaii photo on the Twitter account, however, bears a timestamp that shows it was taken 3 days before it appeared on the Facebook account. Also, a May 6th post on the Twitter account only describes problems the person who posted says he was having trying to catch a flight out to Hawaii. But Delta Mayor J.W. Musgrove says Lester told him the Twitter account is fake, and he's inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't have a personal opinion one way or the other. A person in the United States is generally innocent until proven guilty.
Musgrove says he's seen a screenshot of the offensive tweets and replies, but he didn't look at them closely. He says he wouldn't consider any sort of reprimand for a council member who'd posted those kinds of messages unless they incited violence. He also says the city code doesn't address council members' online behavior, and in any case, he believes voters should decide whether a council member is fit to serve.
If the public wants to take action, there's such a thing as a ballot box. They can either believe him or not believe him. It's up to them to decide.
Delta's turnout for local elections is sparse, however, and council members rarely face a re-election challenge. But Fairbanks NAACP chapter president Benny Colbert says there's a simple solution to help heal the wounds inflicted by the angry messages on the @CharlesHLester account, one that doesn't require new ordinances or election challenges. He says Lester should just disavow the words on the account and work to ease racial tensions.
Since he's in a leadership role, he would go out and make the wrong right. If you're against it and you didn't say it, then say that.
Colbert says regardless of who posted the remarks to the Twitter account, it's up to Lester and public officials at all levels of government to renounce racism. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.